About half the population will be happy on this inauguration day. The other half, not so much. There must be a better way to distribute political power so that happiness, which after all is written into the Declaration of Independence, will be spread more evenly across the population. Any political system is unstable when there are two sides divided more or less evenly who are unwilling or unable to engage in rational discussion. That's the situation now. We're at least two nations, and this is nothing new. There were two nations when Lincoln was elected in 1861, and they eventually chose to fight. All over the world now we see violent conflicts, often based on what seem to be trivial differences. Just as kids will pick on other kids for having big ears or strange clothes, so slight variations in language, ethnicity, religion, and any dissimilarity can be used to justify a fight. This human weakness was satirized by Jonathan Swift almost three centuries ago in Gulliver's Travels, when he wrote about the war between the big Indians and the little Indians, bitterly divided about which end to open boiled eggs. The great project of the 19th century was to smooth over these differences by nation building. Countries like Germany and Italy were created from a mass of fragmented states and principalities, and the United States struggled and fought to become one huge nation under one government and one constitution, perhaps too huge. In the recent elections, voting maps showed vividly that we are or have become at least two distinct nations. This is not a crazy idea. You can find a dozen books by serious scholars suggesting that the United States should be divided into two or more parts, and that our only choice is between unity, which means mutual tolerance, conflict, which is unthinkable, and separation. Since mutual tolerance doesn't seem to be on the agenda, separation is the logical choice. How would this work? One president and one government will never be enough to satisfy everybody. We need, at the very least, two presidents. The Roman Emperor Diocletian devised a system of two emperors, called Augustus and Caesar, respectively. And from 1378 to 1417, there were two popes, one in Avignon and one in Rome. That's my modest proposal. Two presidents serving two populations in two different territories and promoting different policies. Everyone would be happy knowing that their chosen president was in his own personal White House. Some relocation would be necessary so that everyone could feel comfortable and safe with their right-thinking neighbours. But in the end, every group of discontented citizens would find a place where they could be happy, shared and governed only by people exactly like them in every way. It may sound fantastic and even ridiculous, most brilliant ideas do at first, but it's the only thing that might work. This is David Brashear.